This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A doctor with National Jewish Health in Denver says he's seeing a lot of patients who meet the criteria for COVID-19, but test results have caused delays. Pulmonologist Ken Lin Q says the hospital is fuller than usual because of the backlog.
A lot of these patients are stuck in isolation waiting for their test results so that we could protect everybody if they are positive.
Colorado's small businesses suffering because of COVID-19 could get an infusion of cash from the federal government. The Small Business Administration approved a disaster declaration for Colorado. It lets businesses in the state apply online for low-interest loans of up to $2 million. Colorado has qualified for more than $25 million in federal grants for conservation programs this fiscal year. The grants from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are funded with taxes on hunting and fishing equipment and boat fuel. They pay for state conservation and recreation projects. Colorado's first day of spring snowstorm has raised the avalanche danger in the mountains. Colorado ski resorts are closed because of coronavirus, but some peaks at Breckenridge and Keystone are still open for uphill access. Ethan Green with Colorado's Avalanche Information Center says avalanche patrols are not monitoring the area because of the closures.
So the same sort of conditions that you find generally in the backcountry, you may find on slopes that look like ski areas most of the time. So what you want to do is make sure that you are prepared.
Colorado's high country can expect more snow through the weekend with avalanche danger fluctuating over the next few days. This is CPR News.